Random House Audio presents Home Safe by Elizabeth Berg. This is the author, Elizabeth Berg. One Saturday, when she was 9 years old, Helen Ames went into the basement, sat at the card table her mother used for folding laundry, and began writing. She wrote about the flimsy heads of dandelions gone to seed, about the voices of her parents drifting from their bedroom at night, about the nest of coins she once found in a field of grass. Then, finally, about the drowning death of one of her fourth-grade classmates in a pond thick with algae. She had witnessed the attempted resuscitation, and certain images would not leave her. The boy's striped shirt, his waterlogged pants, the yellow-green gunk in his hair, the Davy Crockett watch on his wrist, still ticking. From her vantage point, Helen could see the second hand going round and round, measuring something different now than the hours of a boy's life. She saw the mother, a head of closely cropped, dark hair that reminded Helen of a chickadee's cap. She saw that mother weeping, raging, wrapped in a blanket the medics had provided in an effort to stop her shaking. She saw the mother's friend weeping with her, saying over and over in a voice coarsened by grief, "You still have Sarah. You still have Sarah." Helen knew that what the mother would also have, equally, if not more, would be the loss of her son. For weeks she had obsessed about the drowning, trying to understand the how and the why of it in order